From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Anti-government protesters appear to have broken into the international zone of Baghdad, the seat of the Iraqi government and the location of most foreign embassies. There are reports of massive shooting and some explosions as protesters neared the secure area known as the Green Zone. An official at the emergency desk at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said he couldn't confirm whether protesters were in the zone or if they were near the embassy compound, only that they have a situation. There are reports the protesters were heading toward the office of Prime Minister Aider al-Abadi. The protesters are led by Shiite religious leader Muqtada al-Sadr. Egyptian Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir Said issued a statement on Facebook Friday saying personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane debris from the downed Egypt Air Flight 804 had been found in the Mediterranean Sea, a short distance south of where the aircraft vanished from radar screens Thursday. Search teams continued looking for wreckage Friday of the Egypt Air jet carrying 66 people that disappeared north of the Egyptian coast and crashed into the sea on a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of that crash has been determined. Nigeria's military says that a second Chibok girl rescued in a forest battle with Islamic extremists was kidnapped from her home village and is not among the 218 students missing from the 2014 mass abduction from the school by Boko Haram that sparked worldwide outrage. Soldiers freed the girl after a Thursday night battle in the northeastern Sambisa forest in which it liberated 97 women and children and killed 35 extremists. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization confirms the strain of Zika virus now circulating in the Americas and linked to brain abnormalities in babies is present in Cape Verde. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports this strain of the Zika virus, known as the Asian type, has been circulating in Cape Verde since October. It says it was most likely imported from Brazil, the epicenter of the epidemic in the Americas. Machidiso Moeti, the WHO Regional Director for Africa, says this is the first time this particular strain of the virus, which is linked to neurological disorders and microcephaly, a disease that causes brain damage in newborn babies, has been detected in Africa. WHO's Executive Director, Bruce Aylward, says the agency does not advise a ban on trade and travel to Cape Verde. A different strain of the Zika virus has been in parts of Africa for decades. Aylward says many people may have built up an immunity to the virus. He suggests one area of research is to see whether this immunity could mitigate the impact of the new strain. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization has issued a number of alarming reports on the state of the climate in recent days. The report on record-setting temperatures indicates April marked the 12th month in a row in which temperature records have been broken. WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis says this is the longest such streak in 137 years in which records have been shattered.
The heat that we saw in 2015 hit the headlines at the time. We were alarmed about it. The heat that we're seeing in 2016, it makes 2015 pale by comparison.
The WMO says the main driving force behind unprecedented warmth is global warming caused by human emissions of greenhouse gases. Israel's defense minister, Moshe Ya'alon, announced Friday he would resign from his post over a lack of trust in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after recent reports that Ya'alon is set to be replaced. Netanyahu and Ya'alon have had public disputes in recent days over the role of military officials in discussions of policy. Ya'alon's announcement comes just days after Netanyahu asked former Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman to join his coalition as a way to shore up support in Parliament. For more on this and other news, visit us on the web at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.